Welcome back to eBay Radio, where returns are always accepted. Now, here's your host, Return Master, Griff.
Yeah, this segment is brought to you by Crazy Lister. Amazingly simple eBay listing software. You're an eBay seller, right? Well, you have a unique opportunity to do good by doing well, which may even help you do better. Now, I'm talking about selling through eBay for charity, and Allie Joseph is here now to explain why you should consider it. Allie, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Griff.
Allie, as eBay's charity manager, as eBay for Charity's manager partnership and marketing, what do you do for eBay? I think the title says it all.
It kind of does.
It does, yeah. So I focus on building relationships with nonprofit partners to help them raise funds on eBay and also to gain exposure for eBay for Charity through their channels, and then also work across my peers at eBay on our marketing team and PR and social teams to get greater exposure for nonprofits and for the eBay for Charity platform, ultimately to help raise as much money as we can for a bunch of great causes.
For new listeners, what is eBay for Charity?
eBay for Charity started actually in the wake of 9/11. Organically, our community really wanted a way to give back and support victims of that tragedy and their families. And so we built a tool to enable our sellers to auction off and sell various items through the eBay platform with a portion of proceeds benefiting a variety of different causes. And it's grown a lot since then, up until today, where eBay for Charity, the community raised over $84 million for charities across the country, big and small. And to date, since we started in after 9/11, the eBay community has raised over $810 million for charity, which we're really proud of, and we're hoping to hit our goal of $1 billion in funds raised by 2020.
So was this done right after 9/11 as a response, sort of? Or
I think it was done it started that week.
Yep, exactly. It was initially called Auctions for America, actually, was an immediate response to the tragedy. And then from the engagement that we saw out of those early days, the program has grown and is now eBay for Charity as we know it, and exists not just in the U.S., but in the U.K., and we're in the process of expanding to other markets as well.
So, Allie, what are some recent initiatives you've been running?
Well, we just wrapped up at the end of April a campaign to support Earth Day, or Earth Month now, as they call it. A great example of a partnership with a nonprofit organization. We chose to work with the NRDC, which is the Natural Resources Defense Council. And part of that goal is really, you know, at this moment where I think there's pretty high consumer awareness about Earth Day and Earth Month, we really wanted to surface this opportunity to the eBay community to help them give back to an organization that's really a leader in this space. And we also see it as a great way to get the word out to folks who might be donors or supporters of the NRDC, get the word out to them that they can also use eBay to support their favorite organization. And that, you know, really it's a win-win for us because it brings new users and traffic back to eBay through this partnership, and also helps us achieve that goal of raising more funds for nonprofits.
And the Humane Society is coming up, right?
Yes. So that's another interesting initiative. The Humane Society is an organization where we've seen really organic support from the eBay community, from our sellers just really having an affinity for that cause and deciding on their own to list items with anywhere from 10 to 100% of proceeds benefiting the Humane Society. And so we decided to really lean into that and create an opportunity later this month. We're launching mid-May, where for every new listing created on eBay benefiting the Humane Society during that time frame, eBay and our team will actually donate $1 for every new listing back to the Humane Society. And so really encouraging that engagement, and the Humane Society will also be getting the word out to their community to get on eBay and to list those items so that we can trigger that big donation.
You're going to do really well with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you, I want you to hear this story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this woman that I know, her mother died. She's on Facebook, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her mother passed away. She got about 68. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that your mother passed away. When her dog mm-hmm. died, she got over 200.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something yeah. going on in people's hearts and minds about
there really is.
About pets nowadays that I've never seen before in my life. I mean, this is something new. You should do very well with that. Let us know how that goes, okay?
We will.
So,
we absolutely.
So, Allie, besides, you know, the feeling of doing good and altruism and all that, how do sellers actually benefit from eBay for Charity?
Yeah, well, I think there are a few different ways. You know, one big thing is we've actually done some research that shows that especially if you're a new seller, if you include a donation to charity, it actually is a signal that you're kind of a trustworthy seller on the platform. And we have a ribbon that pops up when you add a donation to charity, anywhere from 10 to 100%. That charity ribbon will pop up on the listing. It'll say what percentage you're donating and the cause that you're supporting. And it actually is a signal to buyers that you're a trustworthy seller. And so we've seen higher velocity and interest in charity listings, especially for those new sellers. And then, you know, as I've mentioned, we're looking at these partnerships with nonprofits where we're leaning on them to help get the word out about eBay. And about these initiatives that we have going on. And so we've also seen an increase in traffic and awareness coming to eBay, and featuring inventory from sellers who are supporting charity. So, it really is great exposure, for sellers and a way to build trust among the eBay buyer community as well.
And what should sellers do to get involved?
Well, really, it's as easy as just starting to list items benefiting charity. We have a homepage, our own eBay for Charity homepage. It's just charity.ebay.com, and that's a great place to go to learn more. There are dedicated resources there for sellers to go in and learn how to add a charity donation to your listing if you're not sure about that process. And then there's also a buyer-facing platform from there as well. We call it our charity shop. And that's where we surface inventory benefiting charity, you know, either by cause or with these particular moments like we did for Earth Day and for Earth Month. So it's a great way, you know, pretty easy tools are available there. Great way to participate. And we have just so many stories of sellers who have really taken it upon themselves to give back in a big way.
So that's ebay.com/charity.
So you can actually get there both ways. The homepage is charity.ebay.com, but if you type in ebay.com/charity, you'll get there too.
Oh, so, good.
So either way, yeah.
I love it when there's more than one way to. I was going to say skin a cat, but get to the.
Oh, we don't want to say that.
Especially
after what
today.
We just talked about.
Exactly, Griff. Shut up.
So, Allie, what's next for eBay for Charity other than the Humane Society that's launching, I think, May 14th?
That's right. So, in addition to that, you know, we have a bunch of different initiatives that are coming up for different cause-related moments, if you will. So, a partnership with a veterans organization during Memorial Day and a campaign during Pride Month, supporting LGBTQ community members and various initiatives like that. And then at the same time, our product team is working quickly to roll out new experiences for our buyers and sellers to make it even easier to support the causes that they care about. So stay tuned for those. We have some exciting new products launching in June, and then in the second half of the year, probably around September. So hopefully you guys will have me back on where I can give a little bit more detail about all those new exciting products.
Oh, please. Come
Absolutely.
Back on anytime. We're speaking with Allie Joseph, who's here to explain why you should consider selling through eBay for Charity. She is eBay for Charity's manager, partnerships, and marketing person.
So, Allie, this may be a little detailed, and I'll understand if you want to pass off the question, but are there any concerns that sellers should have regarding taxes this year when it comes to charitable donations and selling for charity on eBay?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, as I am not a tax expert, shall we say, but the way that the program works, you know, a few questions that we get often about just concerns about donating to charity, you know, one thing I want to confirm is that all of the charities who you can find in our database, and you can find them by going to that charity.ebay.com landing page, type in a cause that you're looking for, a charity that you're looking for, and you can see whether or not they're registered with our platform. So if you're finding them in there, they've been vetted, and are, you know, you can feel confident that your donation is getting to the right place when you support a cause through eBay for Charity. And then what happens is, when you sell an item and you're making a donation, that donation will be pulled via PayPal Giving Fund, which is our donor-directed fund partner. So, you know, eBay is not processing those donations ourselves. We're not legally able to do that, but all of that happens through PayPal. And
fantastic.
So you'll get invoices and information there that make it easy for you to ensure that those are being tax deductible. And the PayPal team is great at supporting any users who have questions about making sure those donations are getting processed the right way.
And if you want to learn more, the short version is ebay.com/charity. And
can you
find out there how to put a charity into the system?
Yeah, so we have a lot of FAQs available on that site. You know, you can get help, like I said, for finding the charity that you're looking for.
Thank you so much.
This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister, amazingly simple eBay listing software. Coming up next, open phones at 888-723-4630 when we return with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to moving inventory, you know that velocity is key. Bulk gets it. That's why they upload new inventory 3 times a day. Bulk offers liquidation goods by the pallet or case, containing overstock, shelf pulls, and returns across dozens of categories, all from major retailers, including Target. They update their selection daily at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Eastern. Bulk even alerts you when new merchandise arrives in your preferred categories, conditions, and lot sizes. Bulk ships promptly right to your doorstep for a low flat rate. And you can purchase via PayPal or credit card from your computer or smartphone with just one click. So when you feel the need for speed, Bulk's right there with product alerts, fast shipping, and new lots 3 times a day. Browse for free at Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
As a busy online seller, you need to get shipped done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
eBay entrepreneurs, let your business shine. Submit your seller story to the Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as eBay's Small Business of the Year, or win $5,000 in one of 5 categories. Share your passion for eBay and tell how it drives your success. Enter now through May 10th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.